Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That is just the world's best idea, and as you know, we're here to talk with you about anything that's on your mind, whether something's going really well in your life or not so well in your life. Either of those are perfectly legitimate topics for around here, because we're just sort of interested in being here and helping you. And I think part of what we're going to do today, just because we got literally hundreds of emails about after my computer crashed yesterday, and a little sign came out. It wasn't the usual computer crash, because that I'm kind of used to. This one was my email, and this little box comes out and says, sorry for the inconvenience, and which I decided is the most irritating phrase in the English language. But then we had hundreds of people who called up with their irritating, and we got through some of them yesterday, but there were so many more that we thought maybe we'd, at the risk of making everybody a little nuts, that Manny has gone through and culled them a bit so we can be a little bit more organized, as opposed to just kind of reading through them. But before we do that, I mean, as you know, I'm here for you whenever there's something going on in your life that needs a little bit of help. And the Manniness turns out to have had a little bit of a scary thing yesterday. Manny, you want to tell everybody about it so they know that to be very gentle with you when they call today? To cut you a little slack?
Yeah, well, I was driving home last night, and you know, and I live in Minneapolis, St. Paul area, the Twin Cities, and I was driving on I-494, which is basically a downtown bypass that goes, you know, around the actual city area, and I hit a patch of ice on the road and basically slid and spun out off of the road. And
what time of day was this?
Oh, this was last night at about a little after 10 o'clock last night.
So, was this? Did you see it at all? Was this black ice or just something out of nowhere? You don't know.
It was something out of nowhere. I think it was just like a little patch of ice on the road. That,
yeah.
You know, when you're on the freeway, you know, you're going a little bit faster. Obviously, you're not driving as fast because we had just gotten snow earlier in the day yesterday. So you're not driving as fast as you normally would on the freeway, but you're still going pretty fast.
Yeah, more than 20 miles an hour at least.
Yeah, exactly. And so I went over this patch of ice, and, you know, a lot of times that's all it takes. You know what I mean? Just that one little patch of ice that can kind of
destabilize your wheels.
Yeah. And
tires, yeah.
I slid off the road into the ditch, and, you know, my momentum kind of carried me probably about another block, you know, in terms of distance.
Wow.
About another
block. And that's really scary. Were you feeling completely out of control?
Yeah. And you know, by the time I had went off the road, my car had spun around twice, so it was pretty scary, and
you're okay.
Yeah, I'm okay. Physically, I'm fine. But
do you have your seatbelt on?
Yep,
good.
always
good.
With the seatbelt on. And so it was a little bit scary, and you know, I sat there and you know, called the insurance company, and they had a tow truck come and get me, and because my car wasn't drivable, because I think what happened was I hit like some sort of a bush or a root or something, and part of my car,
which is probably what stopped you.
Yeah. And so there's some damage on my car. My car is basically not drivable because I think an axle or something might be damaged, and so you know, I had a tow truck come and get me, but I had to wait, you know, about another hour or so after I went into the
ditch. Did the police come or anything of that sort?
Yeah, a state trooper came and stopped and checked on me, and then he actually came back about a half an hour later when I was still waiting for the tow. He came back and checked on me again. So, it was an interesting deal. A lot of people had stopped and, you know, were checking on me. Are you okay and everything? And I said, yeah, I'm good. And I got tow truck coming and everything. So.
And then we're not. Well, that's really. It's good to hear that. First of all, you weren't hurt. You had your seatbelt on. People checked on you.
Yeah.
And it sounds like there weren't very many cars around when you spun out.
There weren't. And I'll tell you, you know, if there had been another car driving alongside me, I probably would be in the hospital right now. because it
or they would.
Yeah, or they.
What kind of car do you drive?
I have a Chevy Impala 2007.
So not a huge SUV or anything of that sort.
Nope. And I'm thinking probably the next car I'm going to get is probably going to be an SUV. Cause
you know, more and more people are buying SUVs for that issue, safety, and also for just being able to schlep.
Mm-hmm.
So I rented a car recently, and basically the choices were SUVs and SUVs. And I said, you know, these cars are not very fuel efficient. They said, well, they're better than they used to be. But they said, that's what everybody wants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I mean, that four-wheel drive or that all-wheel drive on them are this time of year when you've got slick roads. And
a heavier car and just a bigger car.
Yeah. So that's probably
we're glad you're okay.
Yeah, I'm glad I am, too. It's a little bit of a scary experience. I think by the time by the time it was done and I was sitting there.
That's when it really sets in. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it kind of set in. And I when I realized that, you know, I didn't hit my head or anything, so I wasn't worried about, you know, do I have a concussion or where am I or anything like that. And I wasn't injured. So the first thing when I stopped and I was sitting in that ditch, I took a deep breath and I said, oh, okay, I'm fine.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm okay. You know, and then it was, okay, now I got
to
figure out, you know,
what to do about this.
What to do and call and everything. But.
Right, folks, what did we learn from this? Number one, always wear your seatbelt.
Mm-hmm.
Always wear your seatbelt. I guess number three, which it probably wouldn't have occurred to me, is to have your insurance information with you,
mm-hmm.
which I'm not sure. Of course, I don't own a car, but still.
Yeah, that's always so important. And
good idea.
I always keep an insurance card in my
I guess you keep it in the glove compartment. I guess I did that when I had a car, is you keep it in the glove compartment.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, spinning out, I've only done that a couple of times, and one was on a highway, and it was a blizzard, and there was just nothing to be done. And I was in the same situation. There was nobody anywhere near around me. And I just spun, like, 360 degrees a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, when I finally stopped, car was fine. I hadn't hit anything. It just stopped. I'm not sure exactly why it stopped. I guess it just ran, centrifugal force just ran out of momentum. But it's kind of fun at an amusement park, and it's not the least bit fun on the highway.
Right.
And the shakes set in. Oh, my goodness. So.
Because at the amusement park, you know it's coming. That's the thing on the road. You don't know it's coming.
Well, and you also know it's going to stop.
Right, yeah.
And you also know that hopefully someone's inspected it, so.
Yeah.
But I think it's that same sense of being out of control that's part of the fun of an amusement park and not at all fun being in your own car. So.
Right, yeah, exactly.
And, folks, the way this came up is Manny was not coming in whining. I just said that I'd been out wandering around yesterday, and I was supposed to be out. I had a couple of errands to run on Monday that I could kind of finesse, which I did, because I ran into one of the guys, and they said, stay in. It's really slippery out. And yesterday was slippery, but not nearly as. And Monday was the coating in kind of the layering of ice and snow, then ice and snow, and it was raining. And I'm a klutz, so. And yesterday, I only slipped once because I was so careful. But I thought, my goodness, somebody really saved me from probably at least a little bit of an embarrassment or a bruise. So and I was just saying, I was glad I hadn't gone out till yesterday. And Manny said, well, let me tell you my story. He wins. Scary stuff, he wins.
Yeah.
All right, so let me do a quick day in history, and then we'll come back with your irritating phrases, which one may be, oh, my goodness, my car is spinning out. All right, it's Thank a Mailman Day, so there you go. George Washington, this very day, was unanimously elected first president of the United States. Go, George. By the Electoral College in 1789. Now, this is a really interesting thing. In 1794, the French legislature, think about that, abolished slavery throughout all the territories of the French First Republic. It reestablished slavery in the West Indies in 1802.
Wow.
Think about that. I mean, they got rid of slavery, 100 years before the United States did?
Mm-hmm.
Almost 100. Well, let's see, basically 1862, so 70 years. 75 years before the United States did, but then reinstituted it.
Wow.
And that's really scary on some level.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, for Americans in the Civil War in 1861, Montgomery, Alabama, breaks away from the U.S. states to meet and form the Confederate States of America, CSA.
Mm-hmm.
USA was created, USO, for servicemen. And to make all of you feel a little bit better, a major snowstorm on this day paralyzed Milwaukee, record temperatures of 26 below 0 Fahrenheit. And Facebook started today. Let's all boo Mark Zuckerberg. Oh, well, maybe not. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS, 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, Rooney, 855-99-37569, an excellent time to call me. And if you'd like to share one of your irritating phrases, you're certainly welcome to do that as well, just by calling 855-99-DR-JOY. 877-381-3769. All right, so my little wounded warrior here, well, or at least his car is wounded. Let's do some of the more irritating phrases, because that was such a fun thing to do yesterday. Let's see what we're doing.
Let's continue on with Stacy. Stacy says, IDK. And she says, like, what the heck is that supposed to mean? It drives me bonkers. God, why do I have...
Well, I guess it's I don't know, right?
Yeah, yeah. She says, God, why do I have to give a bunch of younger teenage sisters that use this? It's confusing because it can mean two different things. So, yeah. And then Catherine says... her suggestion.
Yeah, that whole thing about sort of the in-group of sort of using, you know, initials that nobody knows.
Yeah.
You know, it's sort of, I think that in itself may be a whole category of irritating.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that one may just be by its all by itself of PH, which is poopy head. For those of you who are not in the know. Speaking of which, did you see Radio Shack's basically going out of business?
Yeah, I saw a couple stories on that they're...
They're selling half their stores apparently to Verizon, mm-hmm. and the rest they're closing. Have you been in a Radio Shack lately?
Not lately. I went last year to get a jack for a pair of headphones.
Yeah, did you get one?
Yeah, I got one. You know, those little $5 quarter inch.
Yeah, yeah. No, I went in to get, I think, either a phone charger or something very basic,
mm-hmm.
or a modem. They didn't have them. I knew at that moment that Radio Shack was not long for this world. I mean, it was something so Radio Shack-esque.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of like you went in to buy a radio or a shack or something, and they, oh, no, we don't have those. And it's, I mean, it was, and I think one of the things that they did have, they had like, a, you know, one of those little batteries or something, the irritating batteries that you have to replace and things that you didn't know had a battery.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, Walgreens carries it for, like, $5. And it was like 12 at Radio Shack.
Wow.
And I thought, you know, at that time I thought, we got a problem here, Houston. So.
Yeah. Wow.
When the service goes down, the inventory goes down, and the prices go up, you know they ain't long for this world. Anyway, sorry. Irritating phrases. That whole, let's, you know, I'm just going to use letters, I think is irritating in and of itself.
Yeah. I would get texts.
She says PhD, but that doesn't count.
Well,
I don't do that.
I would get texts from my friends that would say, you know, WYD, you know, which is, you know, short for what are you doing? But it's like, just send that to me.
Yeah, how much time does it say to say, what are you doing?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know. Whatever.
You know, and initials has been forever a way of the in-group talking in code with the outsiders not knowing. And that's why people do it on text. It says we're hip and you're not. But it's just plain irritating.
Yeah, well, and it's interesting, too, because, you know, back when text messaging first started, you had, you know, people were just doing it on, like, the regular, like, the flip phones and everything, where, you know, you'd have to, you know, if you want to type in the letter Y, you've got to hit the, I think it's the 8 button, you know, three
yeah,
times.
Yeah, 14 times, yeah.
Yeah. You would think in that time that's when people would do more of the, you know, IDK, you know, WYD type of thing, because they don't want to type, they don't want to spend all that time hitting all those buttons. But now it's like every phone, you know, you've got smartphones with literally, that literally have keyboards on them. So it's easier to type out, you know, full sentences and full words and everything.
Was that easier? But it's certainly not any more difficult.
Right. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just an irritant.
Yeah.
All right. Here you go.
Let's go to Catherine. Catherine says, "Where you at?"
Yeah. I mean, it's just again, it's supposed to be hip, and it just sounds.
Yeah.
And are they talking about location or mental health or what are we really talking about here? Mood?
Yeah, I would say probably location would probably be the...
Well, I think it could be either. And the point is, communication is difficult enough when we know exactly what we want to say.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous. All right. So we're getting our dander up again. All right, here we go.
Stephanie says, "I can't stand when people repeatedly say, you know, when they speak. It's a nervous It's the nervous filler phrase, and it's especially irritating when listening to news interviews and sports interviews. But people use it during casual conversation, too. No, I don't know. That's why you're telling me.
Absolutely. Though I knew somebody once who, when they got nervous, would clear his throat all the time. It was the same thing. It was just, and it was both a sign of nerves and a sign of buying some time. Like, I just did, but I just did it again. The point being, it can be really irritating to people who are listening, even though the person who's doing it quite often is completely unaware of it. Yeah. And the problem about making them aware of it is that you just make them more nervous. Lazy speech patterns.
Let's go to Leslie. Leslie says, if it's meant to be, it will be.
Yeah, that's kind of, it is what it is. That's,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I you know, that one seems to me slightly less awful for the simple reason that it sort of gives the notion that sometimes we just have to let go, mm-hmm. that there are things in our life over which we have a huge amount of control and things in our life over which we have very little control. And the important thing is to know which is which.
Right.
And so that phrase is a little less irritating than it is what it is, because that just seems to be patronizing.
Yeah,
but believing in fate seems to me every once in a while a useful reminder.
It kind of reminds me, too. I've never been a big fan of everything happens for a reason. You know what I mean? Because it's to me, people have always kind of used that as if something bad happens,
go with it. Yeah, it's a way of being unsympathetic to a certain extent.
Right, because I think there are a lot of things that happen in this world that where you can look at it and say, well, there's no reason for that to happen. There's no reason for the 9-year-old kid that is stricken with leukemia. There's no reason for that to happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's one of those things where.
I hear what you're saying. I think that saying it, there's a difference about these phrases when we use them on our own self and our own life,
mm-hmm.
and saying when something terrible happens and I'm really disappointed about it, I'll say, you know, if it's meant to be, it'll happen, or things happen for a reason. But that's to kind of soothe myself. I don't say that to other people because it makes them furious.
Yeah, and that's what bothers me about it is when people say it to other people.
Because it's, again, and that was kind of the theme of yesterday's, is that it's dismissive.
Yeah.
And people, when they're feeling awful, I mean, nobody really likes to feel that they've been dismissed, but when they're feeling awful, it's even worse.
Right.
855-993-7569. If you're spinning out of control, or you just need a shoulder to cry on, or you have a really irritating phrase, or you're not LOLing, that would be laughing out loud. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hey, sorry I'm running late. I had to stop and get my vitamins for the month.
I got mine in the mail yesterday from DiscountNutritionShop.com, so I'm here totally on time.
DiscountNutritionShop.com?
Yep, they're a lifesaver in more ways than one. They have all the nutritional supplements you need, the major brands you know, plus you can save up to 10%. Write down this number, 888-908-4548.
Huh?
888-908-4548, or just go to DiscountNutritionShop.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can give us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Karen, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I recently got engaged, and I'm getting married next summer, and my fiancé wants to get a dog, and I'm just not a dog person. I'm not really a pet person at all. He's had dogs for almost his whole life, and he doesn't have one now. Like, he's never had one when I've known him. And I guess my question is, you know, how do I even talk to him about this? Because, I mean, he definitely knows my position. Like, we've had conversations about this. But I just feel like, you know, if I say my true feelings, then that's, he really sees himself as a dog person, and me pointing out all the bad things about dogs is not going to be comfortable. But, you know, I don't want to lie. Like, that's sort of how, okay, I feel about it. It's not a deal breaker for me. I mean, if we have to have a dog, so be it.
All right.
But
let
just
let
sort of, how do I approach it?
I gotcha. What is your... If,
okay.
For a moment, let's work on... And I promise you I'm not pushing you in that direction. But for just a moment, let's assume that he got a dog. Let's you and I look at... Are there any dogs that are preferable or not preferable? And what are the issues, for example, that you would not, you know, that he would be responsible for the dog, he would pay for the dog, he would walk the dog, he would, you know, da-da-da-da. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and I do think he sees it that way. Like, he sees the dog as his responsibility, and, you know, not mine, so...
Okay. Well, that's a start. All right. Are there any particular dogs that you would have an aversion to, or that you might actually, I mean, maybe one that looked vaguely cat-like?
I don't know. I mean, it's not that I'm afraid of them or anything. I think he's a really good dog trainer, and he would probably do a good job with it that, you know, it wouldn't be barking all the time. It's just like, I feel like it really ties you down to your house that you have to constantly be going home
okay.
to take care of the dog. And you
all right, let's
do
look at that. Let's look at that issue to start with. Let's take them one at a time. Have you said that to him? Have you said, you know, the issue for
yes.
me with a dog is that they're like a child, and what is his response?
Well, he says we want to have kids anyway, so we'll have to go home anyway, which is probably true.
Well, then one of the deals may be, would you be willing to hold off having a dog until we have kids? I mean, that's
ooh, that's a good thought.
Yeah, because if what you're saying is one of the issues is just being tied down, and I would present it a slightly different way. I would probably say, hey, listen, for how soon are you planning to have kids after you get married?
Probably pretty soon, probably like within the next couple of years.
Okay, then what I would present it as, look, until we have kids, we are footloose and fancy free. We can take off for the weekend. We can take off for a week. We can go to Europe. We can go hot air ballooning. So let's enjoy the time of being footloose and fancy free. And as soon as I get pregnant, let's get a dog.
Ooh, that's a great idea. I don't know if you would go for it, but I can definitely ask.
Well, but it makes some sense, especially from your point of view. And what you're doing is saying, not, I don't want a dog, but... what I'd like to do is just let's have no restrictions for a couple of years, and then when we settle down, let's do the white picket fence, the kid, the station wagon, and the dog. In the meantime, what I would do if I were you is go and find if there are dogs, and one of the things I was going to suggest, but I don't think I'd suggest it at least at this juncture, is foster a dog, which a lot of
Okay.
So you get to go and help pick out the dog and pick and the one will speak to you, I guarantee you, and you can take them back without, I mean, the idea is that it's an adjustment period for you and for the dog to see how it works, with the idea being that you probably get to pick the dog as well as, or at least have a major input. The two of you have to agree on the dog. So, for example, having a cute little cockapoo or something might be, or some little mixed breed with a cute little face may be, you know, perfectly acceptable to you as opposed to, you know, a Great Dane or
German
Shepherd or
something. I mean, he knows that I at least find puppies cute, so I think he is planning to do, like, a puppy rather than an adult dog for that reason, but, you know, hopefully adopt it from some place, like a shelter.
Yeah. And what you may want to do, independent of him, which would be a really cool thing to do, is you go down to some of the shelters and just visit. And you can do a lot of them online, which I found out because I have a friend who is looking for a puppy. And he was going to go to a breeder who was the one who gave him the dog that died in a month. And I'm saying, oh, not a good idea. Go to a shelter. And they have websites, and you can see these cute little puppies. And some of them look like puppies that are full-grown dogs. So, and you sort of do a little reconnaissance so that by the time you're pregnant that you have a sense of this is the kind of dog that makes some sense. And you've had all that time to kind of help him be introduced to it. But it would seem to me that the most valuable and viable argument that you have at this moment is the tie-down issue. Because a dog does commit you to taking care of the dog. And so saying, let's do a twofer as soon as we have kids... then let's get a dog.
Mm-hmm.
And until then,
let's be able to
do anything we want.
Yeah, the other piece of it is, you know, we don't live together now, so I think he wants to get one now. Well, it would not be in my house. And sort of, you know, we're going to move in together probably closer to,
The other way of looking at it is, you know, if you want me to adjust to the dog, maybe it should be a dog that we pick out together. Or maybe that's the other possibility, is picking out the dog together now that stays with him. But who does he live by himself? Does he have a roommate? How's he going to deal with
him? We each live by ourselves.
So who's going to take care of the dog if he gets a dog?
What's that?
Who's going to take care of the dog now if he gets a dog and you guys want to go away for a weekend?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, he thinks that we have friends that like dogs that would be willing to dog sit, but to me it just seems like a huge logistical hassle.
Well, but it's his logistical hassle.
Right, that's true.
All right, here's what I do. I would, number one, present the issue that, you know, as soon as we have kids, let's have a dog. I'm absolutely on board with that.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, I would do a little reconnaissance on my own of either go to a couple of shelters or go online to a couple of shelters, which you can do in the next, you can go online in the next 15 minutes, and just see what, you know, what's available. And you may find that your dog, your anti-dog stance is being melted by this big brown eyes. And third, if he's going to get a dog, that you are involved in that process now so that it becomes both of your dogs eventually. But number four, I still think that, you know, I would say to him, before you actually get a dog, you need to make that sure that there's somebody, because I, you know, I'd really like for us to go away for the weekend next weekend. And if you have a dog, then we have, that's an additional complication. Wouldn't it be fun, especially during the next year of planning a wedding, to be able to de-stress by, you know, going to Cancun for a week?
Yeah, that would be great.
All right.
Cool. Yeah, thanks for those suggestions. And, you know, I think he is, you know, planning on involving me in picking out the dog in some way. I think he really wants to get it now, and I think it would be way better if we waited until, you know, we were definitely tied down by kids, like you said.
Well, but
I think a lot of people do that, actually.
Yeah, but what he's afraid of is that if he says no now, then it'll be no forever. And that's one of his concerns. So if you know, say, look, I'm willing to put it in writing. And also, go do a little reconnaissance on your own, because you may find that you're a little less anti-dog than you thought you were. But
okay,
maybe not.
I'm honestly,
I'm not trying to convince you. And you may be able to find a dog that looks exactly like a parakeet. I'm kidding you. Or maybe, there are dogs that look surprisingly like cats, but, you know, they still are dogs.
Well, it's just sort of the, you know, whole pet thing in general. Like, there's no one particular animal that I would be dying to have as a pet. You know, I guess my family eventually got that into me. My dad is actually so heavily anti-dog that he lied to us for our entire childhood and said he was allergic to fur, and he's not. He just hates pets.
Well, so DNA is DNA, huh? Well, yeah, go online and see. Maybe a little hairless animal that looks exactly like a cat or like your dog, your dad, one or the other. It's amazing how many phone calls I actually get about pets, which I suppose the only country in the world that you'd probably get more questions about, or more questions and more issues about pets, is Great Britain, because they're even nuttier about animals than we are. But, you know, in most of the world, if you have an animal around the house, it's food. It's not, you know, it's not something that you take to the vet and worry about, you know, who's going to take care of when you go away for the weekend and get special food and put. I saw something, I think it was last week, that says something like 60% of American pets are obese. So we're taking our pets down the same road that we're going down, which is a bit too much food, a bit too much indulgence. So.
That's an unbelievable number. I mean, 60%.
I mean, it really is. And presumably it's going to get worse, not better.
Yeah.
And the idea is, presumably, among other things, that pets aren't getting enough exercise because their owners aren't getting enough exercise, and they're eating from the table, and what's on the table for their owners is not very good for them. I mean, there are all these kind of considerations that, I mean, it's bad enough. To a certain extent, you could view that as animal abuse, because animals, pets in this country, are fed by their owners. They're not out foraging in the wild. And so that we're creating a problem with our love objects, with our pets. But it is it's an amazing phenomenon. And look, I grew up with dogs. I'm not anti-dogs or cats or anything else. But maybe we need to look a little more carefully at how we're treating them and how we view them. And certainly having an obese pet, a little tough. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99 Dr. Joy. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm here to do exactly that, 855-99-37569. All right, so can we go back to some of the really irritating phrases? Because I don't want one of the irritating phrases to be, well, we just decided to stop doing it because all those people sent me really irritating phrases. Okay.
We even got a couple emails with that, too, from people who were listening. Let's go.
Why don't they just call with it?
Yeah, that's a good question. Well, let's go to one of those emails. Paul writes, I don't like the term fixed income. Aren't most of us on a fixed income at our jobs? Actually, many government programs are attached to the cost of living. Most people haven't received a raise at their jobs in years. Many paychecks and wages have actually gone down. So is it possible a fixed income is a good thing then?
Okay, the term fixed income usually means that you don't have, that there's no, that presumably it's like a pension, right? Mm-hmm. That if you're living on a fixed income, that you, there's no more earning potential. So there's no cost of living increase. That's there's no bonus. There's no chance of promotion. I assume that's what it means, right? That you're no longer employed, but that your work, you have a certain amount of money that's guaranteed to you for a certain length of time, right? That's what fixed income means. So read his complaint again.
He says, aren't most of us on a fixed income at our jobs?
No, because the point being that you can change jobs, you can get a raise, you can get a promotion. So that's, I think that's the distinction. That you may, in fact, your boss may not be giving out raises, and you may feel that you've gone as high as you can go. But in theory, philosophically, you could increase your income. So that's the difference, I think. It's the potential for increase as opposed to the reality of increase. I mean, his point is well taken. If in a tough economy, which supposedly this isn't anymore, that you could change jobs, you could get a promotion, you could get an increase, you could move laterally and make more money, that's not a fixed income. The fixed income is that there's no more potential for raises or promotion or bonus.
Emailer Jim says, concerning irritating phrases, having said that doesn't bother me because it's a segue, which lets one know what you really have to say is opposite of what you just said. the phrase that bothers me the most is, do you know why I stop you? Having said that, it is what it is.
Boy, he's got a lot of irritating people in his life, doesn't
yeah.
he? See, one of my most irritating phrases is not a phrase, it's a word. It's but. People say, you're really smart and I really like your advice, but, which means pay no yeah. attention to anything before the word but.
Well, it's just like when you tell somebody, well, no offense, but.
But I'm going to be offensive.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, whenever somebody says, no, 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 but, I just sort of feel my entire body tensing, I'm bracing for what's about to happen, because whatever's going to happen next is not, it is not going to follow suit from the praise beforehand. I wonder if everybody says, look, you're fat, you're ugly, you're smelly, but you make good cherry pies. I don't think people do that. They do it the other way around, because by the time you got to cherry pies, the other person's either decked you or left.
Yeah.
Right. So
yeah.
I think we tend to sort of try and soften the blow by...
And it's usually the other way around. It's usually, well, you make great cherry pies, but you're fat, you're ugly, and you smell.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Thank you so much for that. Yeah, no, it's I think the idea being that, and of course it's sandbagging people, among other things.
Right.
It's, but anybody who has any sense understands that the butt is the literally the line in the sand, and everything before it, pay no attention. It's the real gist, and the offense is going to be afterwards. Yeah, you know, meaning no offense, but I'm going to be offensive.
Julie says, Julie says, I peed myself, or I peed my pants. Sometime in recent years.
That's too much information.
Well, she says, sometime in recent years, this replaced I peed in my pants. It doesn't make sense, and it bothers me.
I peed my pants?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think parsing that sentence is, I think no matter how many adverbs or adjectives you put in that sentence, it's still too more information than I need. I think you could just say that was funny.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, that was really hilarious. I don't think we need to necessarily get into biological functions. But that's just me.
Ed says, starting...
It is what it is.
Ed says, starting every sentence with, so... Okay, just a minor annoyance.
Yeah, I do that sometimes.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I do that in letters more, probably writing more than... Or you know what I do when I'm reading copy?
Mm-hmm.
Because someone will hand me copy, and I tend not to read copy exactly as it's given to me anyway. And one of the things I'll do is, so you say that you're not sleeping at night, is that you're made of your mattress. So, yeah, I tend to do that a little bit too. It's more, I think, careless. You know what somebody should do? The challenge we should have is somebody using the maximum number of irritating phrases in a sentence legitimately. Wouldn't, I mean, and the question is, will that bring the Earth in its orbit to a screeching halt? I mean, we're not sure exactly what the effect could be. And the amount of global irritation might explode, but it would be interesting. You can't just, you know, they have, it has to make some sense. You have to be able to use it. Yeah. And the maximum number of irritating phrases, now let's not limit it to a sentence, because a sentence is going to be ungainly, but maybe a paragraph. Of how many irritating phrases you could get. And then maybe, remember there was in Hair, there was, I took the IRT to the, remember there was that whole song about LBJ, IRT. Do you remember that from Hair? There was a whole song that only used initials.
Huh.
It was very clever. It actually made some sense.
Mm-hmm.
But so this one, it would have to make some sense. But just use your creativity to take the maximum number of irritating phrases in a paragraph or maybe a page and seeing if the Earth implodes. All right, keep going.
One person says, listening to a customer services voicemail recording saying, your call is very important to me.
Oh, yeah. And you, not only did they, you know that they couldn't care less, but, you know, I've had, like, in the last couple of days, I've had to deal with those you know, calls important to us because, for a whole lot of reasons. I mean, the reasons don't make any difference, but there are probably six of them in the last, what's his, what's, in the last 2 or 3 days. And they always ask for your phone number, right? You have to put your phone number in.
Mm-hmm.
And then you finally get a customer service rep after saying, please don't hang up. Your call is important to us. So calls will be answered in the order that they're received. And then you finally get through to somebody and it disconnects. Well, and the point being that they've asked for your phone number 4 times, so they have your phone number.
Right.
Can they call you back? I actually said, because this happened to me this morning, and I said, I finally got a hold of this woman. It was my fourth phone call, and I gotten disconnected 3 times after punching the buttons in, and, you know, are we allowed to call you back and ask you about service? Oh, yeah, blistering response. So I finally got this woman, and I said, let me ask you this question, because I never do. I said, you know, you've got my phone number. Why don't you call me back? She said, we're a call service center that as soon as your call hangs up, someone else calls immediately. We don't have any choice.
Wow.
She said, but I put you on a save list so that won't happen. I said, look, I'll tell you, you're really nice. Go and take a long break. You know, go do something fun for yourself.
Well played.
855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.